Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gary Kolb. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to third. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Brock scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville strikes out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Cranepool moves to second. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive towards first. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan is hit by the pitch. Hiller moves to second. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0-for-1 in the game. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer hits a line drive towards first. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarver for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson is hit by the pitch. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Schaefer and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gibson scores. Brock moves to second. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hiller who is chasing the ball. Groat reaches third base with a triple. Brock scores. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groat scores. It's 6-1, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boyer hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Lewis fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Lewis. Flood goes all the way around to score. Boyer moves all the way to home. It's 8-1, Cardinals. Gordy Richardson now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 2 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Richardson juggles the ball. That's an error on Richardson. White moves to second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson pinch hits for Gordy Richardson. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bethke now pitching. John Stevenson now catching. Bobby Clouse now playing shortstop. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxville hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Groate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Stevenson and he is safe. Brock steals second. Dick Groate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Stevenson and he is out, Smith applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Groate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groate is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Groate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boyer strikes out. 2 outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Flood moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 3 in the game. Savage hits a fly ball into center field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Ricketts now catching. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0 for 2 in the game. Kolb strikes out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dave Ricketts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ricketts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bethke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a line drive into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Jim Bethke. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Moorhead now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Brock strikes out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Flood hits a line drive into left field. Hiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.